My soul waits for the Lord. Psalm 130 is a song, a psalm of ascents, A-S-C-E-N-T-S. What is a song of ascent? The songs of ascent are a special group of psalms comprising Psalms 120 to 134. They are also called pilgrim songs, people on the move. Four of these songs are attributed to King David, and one to King Solomon, while the remaining 10 are anonymous. You see, the city of Jerusalem is situated on a high hill. Jews traveling to Jerusalem for one of the three main annual Jewish festivals traditionally sang these songs on the ascent, or the uphill road to the city. According to some traditions, the Jewish priest also sang some of these songs of ascent as they walked up the steps to the temple in Jerusalem. Each of the psalms is in this collection begins with the title, A Song of Ascents. And while perhaps they were not originally composed for this purpose, these psalms were later grouped together for use in traveling toward Jerusalem for the yearly Jewish festivals. The theme of each song of ascent offers much encouragement for those who seek to worship God today. For instance, Psalm 120, God's presence during distress. Psalm 126, the Lord has done great things. And Psalm 130, a prayer of repentance. And that is what Psalm 130 is, a prayer of repentance. Psalm 130 is one of seven penitential psalms. They are 6, 32, 38, 51, 102, 130, and 143. Psalm 130 is often used in the funeral liturgy. In addition to being penitential psalms, these seven psalms are also called the Pauline Psalms, after St. Paul, as they set forth the realities of human sin, God's grace, and Christ's redemption. The first two verses of Psalm 130 are an appeal, A-P-P-E-A-L, to the Lord. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. In the Hebrew language in which this psalm was written, one could make a strong case that the depths here referred to are the depths of the sea. In particular, the cries coming from the depths are from Jonah, who was trapped in the belly of a whale. That being the case, it was Jonah's sin and rejection of God's commands that got him into such a pickle at the bottom of the sea. By kinship, in the human condition of sin, this psalm includes us all. We cry to you, O Lord, from the depths of sin. We are completely lost, O Lord, on our own. There is no way out for us unless you hear our pleas for mercy. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Verses 3 and 4 ask for forgiveness. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. Verse 3, if you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand, reminds us of the legal system, forensics, charges brought against one for not only his sin, but as we hear of iniquities, we're talking about guilt, being declared guilty. We stand guilty before the Lord. If he marked our guilt, if he pointed out our guilty status as we stand before him, who could stand? And the answer is no one. We are all guilty and deserve punishment and death. The psalmist stands in the depths of sin and guilt. The speaker stands guilty before God and makes no attempt to list any of his merits or good works, for they are meaningless. But, thanks be to God, the speaker can find comfort in God's forgiveness and mercy. Knowing that God forgives our sins increases our sense of awe as we live before Him, as we stand in Christ's righteousness before Him, and as we fear this God who forgives, knowing that He loves us. Verses 5 and 6 deal with our waiting on the Lord. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in His word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchman for the morning, more than watchman for the morning. The watchman. The watchman. They wait all night. Four watches are there for the Jewish watchmen who manned the walls of the city during the night. Four 3-hour shifts. First watch from what we know is 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. Second watch from what we know is 9 p.m. till midnight. Third watch from what we know is midnight till 3 a.m. And then the fourth watch from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. When the morning comes, the watch is over. If no enemies come during the night, then watchmen go home to rest. And so the soul in sin waits for the Lord as a watchman waits for the morning. The soul in sin waits in darkness, waiting for the light. And the light comes in the Word of God to bring faith, hope, and love. Faith in the Word brings hope. Hope drowns out despair. Hope gives birth to love for God and love for one's neighbor. And so it is that my soul waits for the Lord more than watchman for the morning, more than watchman for the morning. What great hope we have in the Word of the Lord. There is no other hope to be found in this world. Our hope is based on God's Word and His promises. Verses 7 and 8 are an appeal to Israel. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with Him is plentiful redemption, and He will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Steadfast love, chesed in Hebrew, we would transliterate it as C-H-E-S-E-D, chesed. The steadfast love of the Lord endures forever. Steadfast love, chesed, can be thought of as loyalty. Chesed, steadfast love, is the most common term for God's grace in the Psalms, appearing 125 times. Luther described chesed as goodness in action, God's goodness in action. The psalmist makes an appeal to Israel to always hope in the Lord. Hope is built on faith. Faith in God, God who is faithful and loyal. This faithful, loyal God redeems what is lost to Him. He buys back sinners. He buys the guilt of Israel. He does all this with the holy, precious blood and innocent suffering and death of His Son, Jesus Christ. He redeems Israel. He establishes a new Israel with plentiful redemption. Enough redemption for the whole world. He establishes a new Israel based on that redemption. For those who have faith in their Redeemer, there is hope. In this hope comes love of God and love for our fellow man that can come no other way. Oh, you sinners, oh, you saints, by faith in Christ, you are the Israel God has redeemed from all your sin and guilt. Hope in the Lord. Cry from the depths, you will. He hears you. He redeems you. He gives you certain hope. Hope in the steadfast love of the Lord. For He is chesed. He is loyal and faithful. And He is goodness in action. His steadfast love endures forever. Amen. May the peace of God which passes all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus.